I want to hear from our very esteemed, prestigious correspondents, Amy McCobb and Derek Dirty Deeds.
So we had two very different region experiences because I was there all weekend, staying over in the hotel. I was part of the Tesseract Players of Boston, whereas you were a day tripper.
It was my first Ariza mission. I'm thinking it was.
Did you get a ribbon? Did you get a first Ariza ribbon?
Yes, I got
ribbon?
The whimsy ribbon. Yeah. I got the first.
I didn't get a whimsy ribbon. Okay, so for those who don't know about Ariza, they give out these completely inane ribbons for things.
Random.
Just at random.
Yeah.
Or you'll get, like, I went in a bouncy castle and I got one that said bouncer, and I was really upset because no one ever found me in the hallway. Someone was giving out ones that said keep out of direct sunlight to goths. I didn't get one of those. But apparently something with Ariza this year was 33% more whimsy. So they were giving out these ribbons for whimsy. I never got one. How did you get the whimsy ribbon?
We walked into the control center and we were actually confused about how they were laying everything out. So we just had some clarification, and then the guy gave us a whimsy rim. He's like, oh, you guys first time Arizas? I'm like, yeah, me and James. He's like, okay, great. Well, we're going to give you this and we're going to give you that. So I had my press pass, and then next thing you know, I had like 4 extra tags on top of it. After I got the tags, I started walking around. I started looking at other tags. I'm starting to realize that people have like these ribbons on them. And I'm like, damn, this is
there's a lot of organized ribbon collecting going on. My cast, for example, Tesseract Players Boston, we had our own ribbons.
Nice.
Which is fun. Ariza's a really interesting place. It's a science fiction convention that's also fantasy as well. My partner and I were elves and fairies. We found many of our kin there.
Yeah, you put up pictures I saw with the ears.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had very large elf ears on.
No noses, though. I'm pretty surprised by that.
Tom has a really weird nose already. So they already got the goblin look going on. Don't want to take away from that. But I really like Ariza. I feel like it has a lot of interesting fandom stuff, a lot of things that takes a broad brush toward geekdom, if you will.
For me, honestly, just for the first time, I didn't know it was that established. So I'm thinking it was like a small time con.
Well, Amy's been going since, 7 years old?
Oh, yeah. No, what's funny is I actually have been to similar conventions for about that long. But Ariza, I've been going to since I moved to Boston in 2002. I think I only missed one of them.
Wow, that's awesome, man. You're like historical with this.
I go to a lot of conventions, if y'all have noticed.
Perfect. Okay, since you know of Ariza over the years, how has it changed from previous?
It hasn't changed too much. It's getting better and better, I think, in many ways. But also, it's a con that has a lot of convention-oriented issues. It's not always run the smoothest. I know sometimes I go to conventions and talk about how like paneling will be really weird, or like the way that Ariza runs paneling is ridiculous. You submit a panel.
Play it on us. What's up?
Well, for me, for a first timer, it was just they had a panel for almost everything. Like, for example, we had a topic about the ethnicity being switched up in comic book characters nowadays. Like, you know, you got Miss Marvel, who's Muslim now, and in the Flash TV show, Wally West is black, Iris is black, etc. So certain characters should have been white. There was a panel for that, and then there was a panel for Metroid.
Yep,
the game. I guess that there was a view, just the love for the game, and as well as the controversy around the game when you figured out Samus was a woman, and then. Mm. When you played a certain Metroid game and you realize he was being kind of sexist towards the situation, I didn't know. So when I'm listening to the panel.
The one where Samus took off the armor and got in the bikini and then actually shook it for a bunch of businessmen. And I don't see what's sexist about that at all.
No, well, apparently there was something down the road. I didn't play that specific version of Metroid, but at the end of the day.
That doesn't exist, man.
That's what they were saying. Mind you, I've never played the game. So like, there was something going on with like her other boyfriend, whatever. The one panel that confused me and James a lot was it was a panel about manga.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't attend any of those. But...
And when I walked in, the ladies hosting the panel were like Strawberry Shortcake. They look like they should have been talking about Strawberry Shortcake cartoons.
They were dressed in cosplay.
No, but completely, this wasn't anime cosplay, bro. Like, this was completely something.
Ariza.
Beyond.
You can't judge Ariza like that because I literally went to like rope bondage 101 class a couple years ago. Here's the other thing about Ariza. Yeah. You can go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it'll be like the history of Star Wars, or like Star Wars influence on modern media. And then at like 11 o'clock, you can go to like Into the Rope Bondage 101 or, you know, Rocky Horror at midnight. And I went to this, but my point is that I went into it, and on the panel, this is completely true. Mm-hmm. I think it was a Captain Kirk. I remember a Captain Kirk, someone that was wearing like almost like an Egyptian pharaoh outfit kind of thing, but like scale mail stuff going on. But they had almost like a pharaoh hat on, and then one girl in full gothic Lolita. Yeah, they stole your look, man.
Jealous.
but what's so interesting about Ariza is. Both its glory and downfall is this disparity, is the fact that they almost try to do too much where they try to cater to everyone.
Every subgenre of every fantasy sci-fi. And
the problem is that sometimes their experts on the panels are not experts. And it gets a little weird.
And that's what I was...
I think that's what you were getting at. Yeah, you'll go to a panel and be really excited and you feel like they're arguing amongst themselves rather than presenting something to you.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But a part of that, an insider scoop, is that the way that they get paneling is that you would submit an idea and then they populate that panel, not chosen by you, but on the forums from other people interested in that subject. Okay. And it's unlikely but does happen that you could propose a panel and not even be on your own panel.
Wow.
So a good example is one of my friends was on a Terry Pratchett remembrance panel. Mm-hmm. And he's a, for those who don't know, he's a science fiction fantasy writer who passed away last year. And someone on that panel had apparently only read one of his books, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But when you're on a panel with people that are supposed experts or enthusiasts of something, this one person brought down the whole panel by kind of monopolizing it about that one thing. And that's something that I saw across the board in many ways.
Well, if one of your presenters is just a dick, I mean, you can't.
Which is unfortunate, but I have to be honest, Arisia seems to have a high percentage of panelists who are just dicks.
That's unfortunate.
But on
unless it's the dick panel.
On a wonderful,
top of panels, like they had like rooms where kids can go in and play video games all day. And I think that was the most surprising
board game room. Also.
Yeah, board games, everything. Mm-hmm. But that shocked me the most because out of all the cons that I've been to, this one seemed way more organized, but way more kid friendly.
That's what's so interesting to me. Also, like the disparity in a good way of there was a lot of family oriented things. Yeah. A perfect example is the Tesseract Players of Boston again, where Shadowcast, we did more racy things like Rocky Horror, Dr. Horrible, the Buffy the Musical episode of that.
I especially love the Eureka's Castle.
Oh my God. Don't tell me like I wouldn't do a Eureka's Castle Shadowcast.
You do a
cast.
Nude Eureka's
I'd
Castle?
I'd be Batley. I'd be Batley. I meant to do that. But I was really excited because we did The Princess Bride at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's what?
We did a Princess Bride Shadowcast, and that's something else that's really interesting. They do try to have a lot of family-friendly stuff. And then again, they'll have like more adult-oriented things at the same time in the same convention. And that's something I feel that a lot of conventions lack. Some, I feel, for example, Anime Boston, which I've been having issues with over the years, they have really started shying away from the more adult-oriented media to really try and push the family-friendly, whereas Arisia truly embraces it all. And I feel that it really contributes to a space where you can literally be like, all right, kids, go play something in the board game room while mommy and daddy go to a polyamory 101 panel. There was a sex toy area of this of the vendor space, and there were pacifiers in it. And I was just like, what? You do you.
Like legit pacifiers or like sex toy pacifiers?
You do you.
Again, it speaks volumes. Like it's they try to force everything into one. It's like, I'm walking around kid friendly, and then I just see the adult sign and it's covered. And I'm like, wait, the entrance is here. And I'm like, wait a minute, this exists? I'm like,
okay, that sounds very old school convention where they'd have big curtain.
Absolutely, it was.
Off.
That's exactly what it was. Yes.
It was. But well, for me, it was like a lot of kids. It's like, again, I didn't expect it to be there for that type of situation.
Was there somebody guarding the area?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, it was very well protected. It was very done.
Yeah, kids could not just wander back there.
And it also felt like if you were a major, like I know you are, you're into cosplay, like you could find almost any piece of costume or addition to your
leather goods, corsets,
chainmail. I mean, I met a lady Pendragon chainmail.
Oh, they have excellent chainmail. Yeah,
I mean,
crazy
and
stuff.
It's light, and they make it from like this special type of aluminum.
Yeah,
it's
just
so
the
heavy.
Elfin.
Mithril is hard to find these days. So.
Yeah.
Bought a Captain America suit, didn't you?
Well, what's funny is you could literally walk in there and buy a full set of Captain America leather armor.
I wouldn't want the leather stuff. I'd want the old school chainmail if they have it.
I actually ended up buying my wife two little trinkets. Like, you know, they were like $5 a piece, but they're like she's into like awkward type of jewelry and stuff like that. So you know, cosplay jewelry, if you want to call it that. But $5 a piece, I mean, you couldn't find, you know, it was great. It was something I felt like I could take my family to. I wouldn't take, like, to a Comic-Con, no. I'd have to really pick which one I want to go to with them.
It was paced well. That's another thing. It was paced well for families. You could do more high-octane things. There were many dances in the evenings, you know, meetups and events. You could do things like that. Or if you had a family, if you had kids, you could walk through. You could attend screenings of movies. You could attend children-oriented panels. You could take them through the dealer's room and know that you weren't losing them in a crowd of 500 people squeezing around.
Nice.
And they had safe rooms where you could sit down and wait for people you were meeting up with, or, you know, sit down with your kids if you want to just take a break from all the crazy, you know, people walking around, or if they got a little too intense. Just wanted to throw out there, I guess for this year, they had their guest author was John Scalise. I hope I'm saying this right. He was the author for Old Man War and Red Shirts. Guest artist was Johanna Y. Kluklis. And actually, this was one of the first rooms that me and James walked into. And she was an engineer. And then she quit her job and became an artist and a woodworker. So she does a lot of woodworking art, and we took, like, it was phenomenal, bro. Like, something like I wanted. Like,
yeah, her work is exquisite.
See, see, Pat, you know, me and you, we're gonna talk, bro. but yeah, man,
I'm learning about the convention.
And I want to say one thing: the high point of this whole thing was me and James, Marvel's Capcom 2 arcade.
Yep,
probably some of the best match I haven't played an arcade machine in like I want to say five.